playing catch up isn't going to work with water. You know, you can always go out and pave some roads, but you, with water, you've got to find the sources. Water's the new oil in Texas, and water is not plentiful. It is, it's a renewable resource. It is not an unlimited resource.
Today, we're in Rosanke, Texas at about 560-acre property that Alliance Regional Water Authority owns. This is the groundbreaking for our water treatment plant project. This is really the heart of what we need in order to bring on this new water supply for our customers. We span a large area, generally from the south side of Austin to the north side of San Antonio. So from Buda in the north all the way down to Green Valley in the south near the Cibolo area. It is a large swath and a really a fast-growing part of the state. Our water supply is a carrizo groundwater, so we have to produce wells that retrieve the water out of the ground, bring it up, treat it here at the property that we're at today, and then we will pump that water to our different delivery points to our customers in the I-35 region.
This is huge because San Marcos is one of the fastest growing cities, and one of the things you need to grow is clean water. We need water for people, we need water for industry. We're managing our growth as best we can, but having the water source is going to be critical to our success.
The need for this water supply source is purely driven by the growth in the corridor between Austin and San Antonio. We recently received census data that's shown in the past 10 years just what growth has occurred. We expect that same type of growth to continue to occur for the next several decades. And so the water supply source and the treatment we're doing here today will serve that future growth. For this project, we are partnered with the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority, or GBRA, and so we have a unique partnership where we're sharing in capacity of the treatment facility and many of the transmission lines. And so in total, the project is about $400 million in cost. Alliance's share is $240 million of that. We are 100% financed through the Texas Water Development Board and the SWIFT program.
By working with the Texas Water Development Board, entities like Alliance Regional Water Authority are able to provide infrastructure that will provide long-term source of drinking water to high-growth areas in the community and will serve the community over the life of the facility. Without this project, the member utilities will not be able to meet water needs by 2033 with the current water sources. According to the state water plan, the proposed project is anticipated to meet future regional needs through 2060.
We're very excited to have the groundbreaking here today. It'll be about 2 years until the treatment plant is completed and our infrastructure network is in place to where we deliver water. So summer of 2023, we expect to be delivering water to our customers.
We have to make sure that we've got water from sources that are sustainable, and that's what has been found. The groundbreaking today is so exciting, and it's one of the next phases of this project that's going to be important to so many in our region.